O.J. Simpson has been arrested in Las Vegas after an incident at a hotel there. The charges against him will include robbery with a deadly weapon. NPR's Ina Jaffe joins us from NPR West. Ina, what's he accused of doing, actually?
Well, no, according to the police and some witnesses, O.J. Simpson went to a room at the Palace Station Casino and Hotel on Thursday. An auctioneer there was meeting with some collectors of sports memorabilia, specifically O.J. Simpson collectibles, including balls from winning football games and the suit Simpson was wearing in 1995 when he was acquitted of killing his wife, Nicole Simpson, and her friend Ron Goldman. Again, according to witnesses and what they told the police, Simpson showed up there with a few companions and simply took the stuff, and at least one of those companions was armed.
And what does O.J. Simpson say about this, his version?
Well, he said he wasn't carrying a gun and neither were any of his companions, or as he told the LA Times, "I don't hang out with gangsters, I hang out with golfers." He says the items were originally his property, that a former agent of his took them while helping him move out of his former home in Los Angeles, and so he was simply getting his stuff back.
And that happened on Thursday, did it not, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now why would the arrest come now?
Well, it's just taken the police time to get enough evidence to file charges. They conducted an early morning search today of two residences and confiscated what they describe as evidence of a crime, including a couple of firearms and what they think was some clothing that one of the people involved was wearing during the alleged robbery. And they've also arrested another man, 46-year-old Walter Alexander of Arizona. He was arrested on two counts of robbery with a deadly weapon and some other charges.
And if you're O.J. Simpson, you're looking at what sort of potential charge and penalty here?
He's facing a bunch of felony counts, including robbery with a deadly weapon, as we said before, also conspiracy to commit robbery and burglary with a firearm. He could be facing more charges in the future, and there could be more people arrested in this case.
Not the first run-in with the law since the time in 95 when he was acquitted of murdering his wife and her friend.
Oh, that's right. He's been accused of assaulting a photographer. He wasn't charged in that incident, though he faced charges in a road rage incident, but he was acquitted of that. He had to pay a $130 fine for speeding in a boat through an area designated to protect the Florida manatee. It's been all kinds of things, including investigations for being involved in an ecstasy ring, a money laundering scheme, and even pirating satellite TV shows.
NPR's Ina Jaffe. Thank you, Ina.
You're welcome.